Okay, good morning, children. Good morning. That was a good job for the first time. You ready for a lesson this morning? You want to learn something this morning, or are you just up here because you're a little child? That's good. I trust you want to learn something this morning. Every day is an opportunity to learn something. excuse me. We're going to talk about one verse this morning. It's a simple verse. It's a verse that I heard as a boy growing up, but I didn't know it was a Bible verse. And this is what I heard when I grew up as a little boy about your age. You're probably not going to understand it, but this is what I heard. Basic Gesellschaft für Depp Goody Sitten. Any of you children understand that? Nope. That's a verse that I heard when I grew up a lot of my life. And that verse is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. It says, "Be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners." So that's a little verse we want to talk about this morning. And I have a little story I'm going to read. But before we do that, I got some things in that basket that I'd like to do. And I want to explain to you children, we have a few newborn babies in our church, a number of them actually. And when a baby is born, it's born in its purest form. It cries a lot. It can act a little upset sometimes. But nobody looks at a little baby and says it's an evil little baby. It's pure. It's beautiful, and there's nothing wrong. That little baby can't do anything bad. So as it grows up, the only way that it can start doing bad things is if it starts hanging around the wrong crowd and has evil things that it starts listening to, doing, and then it becomes corrupt. So we're going to read a story, but I'd like for you to see this little illustration while we read the story. So if you make sure you can see this, so you might want to step out here, Jordan, so you can see what's going on here. This is something that we might look at later. We got a few items here. You boys might want to step right back there so you can see. Okay. I hope I don't make my wife's towel all messed up. But this is oil, and this is oil, and this is water. Do any of you children, do you guys know that oil and water, you can't mix it up? You guys know that? We're going to try it. Is it impossible to mix oil and water? All right. So we're going to let this try to mix while we read our story. And I'm going to put food coloring in this water so you can see it just a little better, okay? That's why I'm coloring the water. I think it's green. Yep. Okay. Now we're going to put a little water in there. And you're going to watch how that water stays completely separated from the oil. Can't mix it. There's no possible way. All right, you guys see that? You can't really see it from the side. Maybe if you look down in the can, you see how that looks? There's a bunch of little dots in there that is all different. You can't mix it up. You see it? Okay, we're going to stir it just a little bit. Hopefully that'll work. Stir it. That's not going to work either. Still stays separated. Okay. Now let's read our story, and then we'll see if we can learn something from that. Our story is it's titled "A Companion of Fools." It's found in Proverbs 13, verse 20. It says, a lot of you probably heard this story, but I always like hearing stories numerous amount of times. He that walketh with a wise man shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Okay. Soft lamplight glowed in the living room, touched the contented faces of the Millers. Is there a better place to be on a wet, chilly evening than in a warm family circle with the Bible at the center? Proverbs 13 tells us about some of the laws of life, Dad was saying. There are natural laws, like the law of gravity. Whatever goes up must come down. If you throw a stone into the air, it will come down again. If you jump out of a window without anything to catch you, you will fall until you hit the ground. The law of gravity is the same for everyone, and man cannot change that. Verse 13 is like that. It is a law that God has set up, and God cannot, and man cannot change it. He read, "Whoso despiseth the word of God shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandments shall be rewarded." And verse 20 is another one. He that walketh with a wise man shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. These are God's laws of life, and they always hold true. Some people think that they can break these laws and get away with it. It doesn't mean me, they think. I'm strong enough to get by and to go with bad company and not be harmed. But God's spiritual laws are as fixed as the laws of gravity. What he says will come to pass. God's law says that if you spend your time with wise people, you will become wise. And if you spend your time with fools and ungodly people, you will be destroyed. Don't forget that in your life, boys and girls. Mama rose from her seat across the room, coming back with an object in her hand. Do you see this wooden stool, children? She said, I'm going to tell you a story of a boy who made it for me. The Miller children looked wonderingly at the small, bright, and painted stool. And it had been a part of their living room furniture for as long as they could remember, and they had never thought to ask where it had come from. When I was teaching school years ago in another state, Mom began, there was a boy in the class named Jake. He was a kind boy everybody likes, pleasant and cheerful, a good student, a hard worker, a good ball player. He was strong and healthy and good looking. He seemed to be able to do a good job at whatever he tried. He was only 8 years old when he made this stool and brought it as a present for the teacher. You see what a skillful piece of work it is for an 8-year-old. It appeared that God has blessed Jake with many talents and skills. Everyone expected that he would grow up to be a good worker for the Lord. When Jake was about 15, though, he began to spend a lot of time with ungodly young boys who had not had Christian training. He developed close friendships with those fellows and would sneak away from home and meet against his parents' wishes. Of course, when he was with them, he tried all the forbidden things that they offered. He tasted whiskey, he tried cigarettes, he used tobacco and beer. He really didn't enjoy such things at first, but he felt pressured to do whatever his friends did. So he kept on trying until he became used to them. His ungodly friends also liked to roar around the countryside on motorcycles, filling the emptiness in their lives with a lot of speed and noise. So Jake learned to drive a motorcycle too. His parents and church friends tried to warn him about the danger of what he was doing, but Jake would not listen. He only laughed at their concern. I'm strong and smart and careful, he would say. I can have a little fun and it won't hurt me. I will settle down and become a Christian someday when I'm ready. But that day never came for Jake. One night he was speeding down some backcountry roads on a motorcycle with his rough friends, and there was an accident. Jake was thrown from his motorcycle and killed suddenly. Too suddenly to have any chance for prayer or repentance. Jake was hurled into eternity without Jesus, lost forever. His bright, talented young life was wasted. Jake had liked to say, nothing will ever happen to me. But he was wrong, just as people are always wrong when they doubt the truth of God's word. The Bible tells us that the companion of fools will be destroyed, and that was exactly what happened. Children, Mom finished soberly. I want this wooden stool to be a reminder to you. Every time that you see it, remember that the warnings and God's promises and the promises in God's word are true. If you are ever tempted to play with sin and think that it won't harm you, remember Jake. We want always to choose wise people for our friends, Dad added. It is one of God's laws in life that you become like the people you're with. You will become like the people you're with. That's why it's so important to choose your friends carefully. And he walked with the wise man. He that walketh with a wise man shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. And also that verse that we read, evil communications corrupt good manners. So you young children are very, very impressionable. You know what that means? Like if you take a sponge and you push it, it does whatever your hand makes it do. That's kind of how you children are this morning in your life. So your parents are a safeguard for you. You listen to them, you're going to be safe. But if you start crawling out from under their protection and their blessing, you're going to get in trouble. And I found a way. Do you see how that water is completely at the bottom and the oil is at the top? It's separated. And I found a way to mix oil and water. And how that works, and my lesson between with oil and water, you children are born in a pure form in this world. You're not tainted by sin and the influence of bad people. And so you can be in this world, we can picture the oil being the world, and you being that water in there. You're not affected by it. You can live in this world and bad things can happen around you. You can still be at peace and joy and happy in your life because you're not involved. However, if you start hanging around evil communications, eventually what's going to happen is you're going to start getting tangled up. You boys can step out here if you want to see this. Just good old Dawn DeSoto. Something will happen in your lives that you'll all of a sudden get mixed up, and we'll stir this up, and you'll never be able to tell any difference. You and the world will be tangled up, and you see that? This is not how you want to end up in your life. And that starts right now by making good choices, and when people start doing bad stuff around you, you run to your dad and mom for safety, okay? You don't ever get tangled up in it. This is how you want to stay all your life, right here, separate from evil things. So you don't get tangled up to where your life is a big mess, okay? That's my lesson for you all this morning. We'll have a word of prayer, and then we'll go. I got something in this other basket that we'll pass out to you children. Okay, why don't we pray together? Father in heaven, we thank you for this opportunity to be able to be here this morning. Thank you for these children. Lord, we know that each of them, Lord, have a life to live. Each of them have choices and decisions to make when they get older. We do pray, Father, that they would make good choices in their life and to be pure and unspotted from this world, to not allow themselves to be corrupted with evil communications. We love you, Lord, and we just commit them into your care. In Jesus' name. Amen.